ואומר רבי רב חמא ורב חנינא, למה נסמכו אוהלים לנחלים? יכתיב בבילם עובדה, כי נחלים נטויו כגנוס עלי נהר, כאהלים נוט השם. Rashi learns that this aholim means tents, and we see we're comparing aholim and necholim. Loi maloch, ma necholim, ma lineso odom mitumul etayra. Water is metayra, a person brings a person from tumul etayra. Af aholim, which means both in midrashis, meaning tayra, ma lineso odom mikav choivo lekav sus. But akreilim afreiliyot. At the end of the Mishnah. If you read out of order, so let's say you read the first pasuk, you skip the second, now you read the third, the fourth. So now you're stuck with the second, because you can't now read the second pasuk because it's out of order. So what you'd have to do is go back to the second and then do the third, fourth again. Okay, that's where you know you skipped, you made a mistake, and you know what happened. What happens when a person gets lost? Nobody here, but happens to me sometimes. In the middle, I don't know where I'm up to. That's the piece of Gemara. What happens when you don't know where you're up to exactly? Rebami v'Rebasi avu kokatrin leginono lerebeloza. Rebami and Rebasi was setting up a chuppah for Beloza. Beloza was getting married. They were setting up the chuppah. Omaluhu, he said to them, the chosn, adohochi v'ochi, in the meantime, till the caterer, till you get the place set up, I'm going to the base manager, see if I can hop around something. And I'll tell you. Your bill is setting up the chas. I'll go to the base manager, I'm sorry, and I'll come back and tell you. Okay. Ozal, he went to base manager. They were learning also. He set over rice to Bi'echanon. Koro v'to. When you're day like, I don't know where he's up to. So there's a different gears this here. The way the Bach has here, Leichon Tor Yaz L'Rosh, that means he's Bechalal lost. He doesn't know Bechalal what's going on. Okay, then he doesn't know if he said anything. He goes back to the beginning. He starts again. He's completely lost. Be'emtza ha-perek, now he's in the middle of a perek. He doesn't know exactly where he's up to. I know I'm in V'hoyom Shemoah. That I know. I'm into the second parsha. And I know I skipped and I'm lost. I don't know. Did I say the first pasuk? Oh, where am I, Bechalal, in this perek? Is Yazel Roish meaning, or some have Tchilas HaPerek. You go back to the beginning of that perek. It's very logical, no big deal. In other words, if I don't know where I'm Bechalal, what happened, I go back to Shema. I said Shema, I know that. I'm somewhere, I finished the first perek. I'm somewhere in that second Vahoyam Shema. Maybe I didn't even start, so I got completely confused. Go back to the beginning, Vahoyam Shema. Ben Perek LePerek. I know I'm in between. I'm either, I just finished Shema, I'm about to start Vahoya, or I just finished Vahoya, I'm about to start Vayoymer. So where do you go? Of course, you go back to Vahoya. Yazel Aperik Orishin, which means the first break, meaning Vahoya. Okay. Ben Ksiva L'Ksiva, this can happen. You just said Uchsavtom. Oh, I'm fucking by the way. I know I have to say Uchsavtom, right? Am I in the chsavtim of the first parsha or chsavtim in the second parsha? Where am I? Yazlik siva rishayna. Okay, you go back. It's very similar. So you go back to the earliest point, you're confused. Now we will see later in the third parak, obviously we're machmir misofik. We're saying if you're here or you're here, go back to here. You're being machmir misofik. Which is okay if you hold the Krishna's derice. If you hold Krishna's derabonon, if you suffer, if you read all Krishna, you don't have to go back. So what's going on? We'll come to that. We will get to that. Omalei Rabbi Yochanan, lo yishonu elo sheloi posach b'laman yibu yimeichem. Aval posach b'laman yibu yimeichem sirche nokat. The way most Rishonim learn, Rashi learns a difficult pshat. Most Rishonim learn like this. In other words, let's say I just said Uchsavtom. Did I just say Uchsavtom of the first parsha? Or did I just say Uchsavtom of the second parsha? So we said, you have to assume you're in the first and go back. So if you just Uchsavtom of the Uleman Yibu, then we assume you knew what you were doing and you were by the second. Because Sirchei Noket, you're on what do you call it, autopilot over there. So you're probably at the second one. Okay. He went to Bismanji, he heard this, he heard Rabbi Yechanan's edition, he came back to the Chasana wall. V'osi. I'm sorry, Sirchei Noket V'osi. He's on autopilot over there and he assumes he's at the second one. Also came Reb Lozer the Chosin, came back to the Chasin of Omalu. Omrulay, they told him, Ilon Labon Lishmon Dobazed Ayen. The person coming to the Chasin of Pasha to hear that Chiddush. Okay. Lam again. Ho Umnim, workers who are working on top of a tree or on top, Karim Bereisho, Ilon Brosha, Nidboch. Nidboch is a, they have a word for it, it's a row of stones, up on a high thing made out of stone, a row of stones, a wall of stones. They could grain Krishna up there. The big concern here is, and it's not, I don't even hear it so much today, but you're not supposed, when you work with somebody, you're not supposed to waste a second. You work with somebody, you're supposed to work for them. You don't take off. Coffee breaks, telephone calls, matmaises. People used to work. The question, can they say Krishna? Can they daven? Can they bench? We'll see. We give them a short form of benching to save time. So we allow them to say Krishna up on top there. Mashein and Rashi last came betfilah, but not davening, because davening Rashi slusarachmi boy kavona to daven up there. It's a nervous place to stand on top of a tree and top of not people get nervous. So davening they can go down that, but Krishna they can say that. Kavona maybe is only one pasuk, whatever. It's not that. It's less. You know what I mean? Less of a problem. One did next. This we had already. Chosim potem mikrishma laila harishayin of ad motzoi Shabbos in la'osa ma'isa. If he wasn't boiled, then if after that he still hasn't boiled, then we say the tear to the mitzvah falls off. Umaisa b'Rebbe Gamliel. So we just said a chosim in his pot. Ma'isa b'Rebbe Gamliel shanosa yishi got married. V'kora laila harishayin. Seemingly not like what we just said. Omer lo talmidov. So some have limatan, well, loyli matan rabbein. It depends if you read it like, you know, as a tamiya. Meaning, didn't you just teach us shechos importe mikrishma omalohem eini shamei alohem levatel emeni malchus shamei afil shakas, meaning you're right, but I don't want to use that tour. I don't want to be potter from malchus shamei in for a second. Points out to us what's chidush mishnah, that an adam gadol is allowed to be machmer on such a thing. As we're saying a chosin's potter, because he can't be machaber. But a person like Rabbi Gamliel has the right to say, I can be machaber, I'm okay. Now, can anybody do that? That's going to be a machlokes in the next Mishnah. Can stam a person say, I can't concentrate tonight, can I daf? That's the next Mishnah. This is telling about how Rabbi Gamliel can do it. And we'll move on to the next Mishnah. Okay. Okay, now, back to Umnim. Turn Rabbon. For umnin koyin bereisho ilon bereisho nidbach, but they don't daven there, because it's hard to daven when you're on top. Umispalin bereisho hazayis v'shateina, but in a zayis tree or a teina tree, they can even daven up there. Rashi learns because their leaves or the not the leaves, I'm sorry, the branches are big, so you can get more firm footing over there. So it's not so nervous on a tree where there's firm footing. There we allow the poyalim to even daven on the tree. Rabbi Yehuda says, interesting. Zayis and Tain, you know why we let them daven there? Because since the branches and the leaves are thicker, it takes more time to go down. We won't allow them to waste that time. So we have them daven upstairs. But that she learns is because it's firmer footing up top. Sharko lilonis, like we said in the Mishnah, yardim lamatu mispala. Now, this that we allow, so the Gemara, this that we allow the poyalim to daven in the atzei zayis, atzei eteino. Again, that's not a galdika place to daven. But we say, since we don't want them to waste the balabos's time on a regular tree, we can't give ground because you can't daven up there. This is somewhat wider; they can daven, but that's only them. The balabos, he has to go down. We're not giving a blanket head to the tag of the tree. It's not a place to daven, even as zayis and eteino. A balabayis, benkach u'benkach, whether it's on this tree or on that tree, yerid lamatim ispal. That's not a place to daven. V'shein da'atim yishev l'sof kosof. That's not the place. People, it's hard to concentrate on top of a tree. We're just saying that umnin, where we are pressed with this problem of wasting the balabos's time, will allow it in a tein and a zayis. It's not that bad. But a regular person, what are you doing up in a tree? Okay. Romali Rav Mori Bray the Bas Shmuel Rob. Rami Vekta Shailut to Bas Shum. Tanat Hom then Kurim Bereshu Ilan Bereshu Nadbuch. Correct? We let them read Krishna. So what did we say? Davin and not. Why? Because Davin needs Kavon. Krishma, you can. Apparently Krishma doesn't need Kavon. Almaloboy Kavon. Very mini. You had on that few gimel. Hakari Ashma, sorry, Shikhavin is Libo, Shinema Shma Yisrael. So we learned back there, and you give enough from kavon. Okay, malahalim baskeis, paying attention. Afkan baskeis, ishtik. So Rav, who asked the shaila? Rami asked the Rav the shaila. Don't state lechura that you don't need kavon in Christian. We learned you do the whole first plato. I wasn't here that day. You have kavon. How much kavon you need? The first pasuk, the first parak. Got some ices. Okay. Omalei. So Rav Mori asked Rav. Rav didn't have a teretz. Didn't know what to say. Omalei Rav said back to Rav Mori, "Midishmilo, did you hear anything in the shaila? You have something to add?" Omalei, "Hochi Omer Rav Sheshes who shepteilim imlachdom v'koyrin." Ein oranami. They have to stop work. We don't make them go down, but they can't work as they say Krishma. So that kavona they could have. They stop work. Now, 1 second. Hold on. We learned on Daf Yud Aleph that the Beis Hillel said you can work as you learn Krishna. Remember? Any position. And I told you then that we're going to qualify that. This is it. There it says you can work as you say Krishna. You're telling me now you got to stop working. You need kavona. Frag the Gemara. V'atanya Beis Hillel omer oiskim b'malachton v'koyrin. Loi kasha. Kaho b'perek rishin o b'perek sheni. B'perek rishin you need kavona. That you can't work. When they said over there you can work. Because Beis Hillel holds any position is good for Krishna. It means any position is good for Krishna. But you can't stir your kavona. That's talking in the second parak. Now here we have a problem. What's made hoba parak rishin, hoba parak sheni? Kipshuto, that means in the first parsha you have to have kavona. Now is that true? I wasn't here Tuesday, so you're all about to jump. It's not true. Who's talking here? Rav Mori asked the Rava. Rava said, "I don't know. What do you say?" Rav Mori gave him the answer. Did Rava accept the answer? Certainly sounds that way from the Gemara. Rava seems to accept it. Now Rava is the one who said you only need kavon in the first pasuk. Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokei Yishchad. Ad kan tzrichim kavonas halev divrei Meir. Only in the first pasuk. Omar Rava halacha kirev Meir. Says Tosfos beperek rishon here doesn't mean perek. It means the first pasuk. Not everybody learns it, but that's how Tosfos learns. Because this lechura is Rava. This lechura is Rava. There are those who learn it's not Rava, because really not Rava speaking, but most hold, since Rava took it from Rav Mori with equanimity, he didn't say anything, he accepted it. He we know holds the only kavon the first pasuk. Iperik means pasuk here. The little toys over perik rish lav dafka nok at perik echod. The hainu alib de Rava, Rava mil pasuk rish lav ad vachi ilkus. Okay. Fine. You have to stop working. What? Yeah. That's what he's saying. No, it's kasha. What he understood, they can continue working and Ray Krishna. How can you do that? You can't have kavon and you have Krishna. There's a fine, they don't have to go down, but they have to stop working. They can't work as they say Krishna. Yeah. Right. In other words, you can have kavon. It's a shaky business up there. That will make up a pile. But when you're working, you can't have kavon. That you're doing something else. But that you have to have. You have to stop working. So we had, but they still say you don't even have to stop working before. So that's after you get past the part that needs kavon. Tana Rabbana. Hapoyel and variant stat nalochia. At kidekach, they were makpid. The person shouldn't waste the time of the person who's paying you. Tana Rabbana. Hapoyel and shoyoisim malocha. Eitzel balabais. Kerin Krishma. Umavochel vanel achreel. We, not only Krishma, you can say the brachas before and after. Ve'oichlin piton, they want to eat. Now here, the Gisel of Rashi and Tosfos says, Ein mevorchim lefonelach. Ein mevorchim lefonel. We'll see later. It means they don't say the bracha before, but they bench. They don't have to say the bracha before. We'll see clearly in the next brisa. Say it's with the gears to see him. And they can daven. Now we're not up in a tree now. It's not workers. It can't be the chazanir. That much time you can't take off when you're working. They don't go to the duchen. Oh. So, but they can daven Shmonesu. Via Tanya Me'en Yudches. They can't say Shmonesu. They should say Me'en Yudches. Me'en Yudches is Havineinu. We had it before in the Gimel. We'll have it in the fourth parak. It's a shortened form of Shmonesu. Meaning, it's the first three brachas, the last three brachas, and in the middle, we make of all the 12 middle brachas. We have 13 today. We make one bracha containing all of those things with one siyum. It's a short form of Shmon Esrei. So now we have a stira. When you're working, can you say a full Shmon Esrei? Or do you have to say having name? Amar Abshes Lokash Harang Amlil Harib Yeshua. Here we're going to have a machloikis later. Bichlal, can a person say having neinu altogether? Reb Yeshua says you always say having neinu. It's no big deal. It's his poshet. The one that says it happens to be Reb Yeshua. Reb Yeshua says anybody can say having neinu if he wants. No big deal. Frag the Gemara, say good. If it's Reb Yeshua, what does that do with poyalim? Reb Yeshua holds anybody can say having neinu. This Bryce is telling us that poyalim should say mein yurches because they shouldn't cheat the time of the boss. Reb Yeshua says anybody can say having neinu. He doesn't hold you have to say Shmon Esrei ever. Both are Rabbi Gamliel. Veloy kasha. Kan be'oisin b'schoron, kan be'oisin b'sudoson. If they're getting lunch plus salary, then we don't allow them to say Shmon Esrei. We caught them and they can't even take the time off to say Shmon Esrei. They say short version Shmon Esrei. If their whole salary consists of just lunch and the supper, meaning that's what they're getting paid. They're getting paid their suda, that is their pay. Then they can take off a little more time, and we let them say Shmon Esrei. We caught it. The Hotanya arrived to this idea that there's a difference whether you're getting a salary or you're just being paid your food for the day. They don't even make a bracha amoitzi because bracha lefonel is drabonon. We take it off. You know what you're talking about? You're talking of saving the balabos's time. How long does it take to say amoitzi? I'm not so, you know what I mean? How serious? You say it seriously, Mr. Stone. 30 seconds, 45 seconds. How long did it take to say amoitzi already? We say, zay tight after dinner moment to see him. Benching is the rice. Even benching, shtayim, we cut it down. There's three brokers in bench. Azonas Hakoyel, Aloz Al Amozin, Ubon Yishlaim. Forget Atovah made them. That's a Dabon, they dropped it. We have three basic brokers. They make it two. How? Ketzah, broker Rishayna, Kitikuna. They say the first broker Azonas Al Amal. Shniyah, Poseya Bichas Oretz, Vikoyel in Boini Yishlaim, Bichas Oretz. They make a combination of Al Ha'oritz Val Amozin and Boni Yerushalayim equated into one bracha because Rashi says Birchas Oritz Bin Yerushalayim Adoymis. It's very similar, but so he sort of condensed it from three into two. B'amedvar Amurim B'Oisin B'Scharon. If they're being paid, Avoloisin B'Sudoson. Oh, show your Balabais Meisavimoyim. If their Balabais is eating with them, we assume that he's allowing them a full bench. And since he's eating the meal with them, the assumption is he's allowing them to do it. Then mevarchem kitikuno. Then he can bench. You see the idea, that's all the Gemara is trying to show, the idea that there's a difference if they're getting paid or not. Now, there's another thing to show, an interesting thing going on over here. Birchas hamozen, okay, brochel that they dropped to drabonim, fine. Birchas hamozen is a deraisa. They cut it from three to two. Now this is a big asik. We'll have in the sixth parak. If the three brachas are the rice, when we say benching is the rice, Tosis here holds very interesting Tosis that when we say gimel brachas is the rice, we mean with the rice you have to say gimel brachas. So you're chepping the rice here. He's chepping the rice already. You're telling him instead of benching three brachas, you're benching two brachas. It has the content of two, three brachas. But in a mice, you're only making two brachas. It doesn't say nishkin derabono. Look at bottom Tosis. Meir Dikazach. Tosis says Alpha Gav the Midoraisa Hein Yesh Koyach Biyad Chachomim Lakar Dover Menatayra. Sometimes Chazal can take out a mitzvah Doraisa. They have the Koyach. L'moshon Rosh Hashanah at Shabbos they were oikim mitzvah Shofar. We don't blow Shofar. It's a Doraisa. They have the Koyach. When they should tru them Melechas Balabais. Adki the Kach to save the time of the Balabos that they are working. They were oikim the Doraisa of Gimel Brachas. It's the most interesting. We're supporting the losses. Yeah, because of that, we are taking that. Yeah, I'm just saying, you see the importance. You know, just saying, the note, the importance of how far they went. not only Rabbanan, that most people disagree with this Tosfos, but Tosfos is going all the way. They even took off a deraisa for the problem of okay, anyway, cool. Stealing. I mean, if it would be understood that you could bench, and it's not, I mean, you know, that whatever. Okay.
What?
It's understood, apparently, if he's eating lunch with them, he's serving them the meal. No, no, that he's not rushing them. It'll be a, he's allowing a normal meal. He's there too, and he's going to bench. Not that tough a guy, you know. He's going to sit there and let me get out of here. You know. No, it's less. It's less. They're getting suda and salary. Suda and salary.
How much are you getting paid for?
Yeah, okay, look.
You're getting paid for the work of the meal.
I guess Chazal, I don't know, Chazal is still getting that you're getting that lower wage, it's understood he's going to give you the ground. Yeah, what it'll be like today, we're getting salary, you're not getting the food, I don't know, I'm not sure how that works. I mean, assumption would be the other way, but Rashi says on Schoron that they're getting both. They're getting food and salary. Okay, now we have a repeat from before. Chosin Potem Mikrishim, we learned it on Daf Yud Alef, Tana Rabbonon. Because it, we'll explain it, how you see that. Where do you see that's in doing mitzvah here? For example, what does derech have to do with reshus? Milo askin the kozel dar mitzvah. Maybe he's going to do our mitzvah. If you lech, you're going, then you have to do mitzvahs. Who the mechayvus? Who the mitzvah petiris? Against the hearing more, it's like the more misunderstood. The more thought any mitzvah nui hochi my ear yakenis apsul afil kenis almon same mitzvah nami hocha torah hocha lo torah. Yeah, by chosen there's the tier of the mitzvah the bilas does whatever it is almon you don't have that. Frank the more the more thought the other way tells the tier the nothing to do with the mitzvah. So then every tier the shapatim in a mitzvah. So that's exact repeat from Yalmi. How come you should tear that field tovus finosa bayam? Nami. Then the person, if the market crashed, you should report them from mitzvahs. Alomam rabab, rabzab, rab, ovil chai bechom mitzvah samurz betaira. He's a Torah, chutzvarat filin. Shenem a poher, shenem a perch, chavo sholecho. Shem told Yecheskel, you put on your tefillin, meaning but a standard oval doesn't put on tefillin the first day. Amehosim tear the reshus, socha tear the mitzvah. And as Rashi pointed out, they know the Rishonim, why do we need two psukim? One is Oisik b'mitzah, one is Chosin. Chosin is also Oisik b'mitzah. But again, Oisik b'mitzah, you're doing something. Chosin is not doing anything. He's Oisik b'mitzah only in Tirda. It's a Tirdas Machsheves mitzah. That's a step more. So I need two psukim for that. Rochatz Laila Horishin. Now, we're continuing from the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel is going to do a few things here which look to be not right. The Talmidim are going to ask him, he's going to explain. So the first thing was, after we learned that a chosin's potter from Krishra, the Galen Krishra, they asked him. He said, I can be machim. It's Harem Godel can be machim. Next, Rochatz Laila Rishi Shemesa Ishto. His Rebbetzin died, and he took a shower that night. Now, can Shemesh can shower here. Omelo Talmido of Loli Maritana Rabbeinu Shovel Osu Lichaitz. The Chalins Galen, the Ovel's also Berechitzu. Amalahem, eini kishar b'nei odom, istinis ani. We'll see in the Gemara 1 second. Hold on 1 second. I'm an istinis. Okay, next. Ukshemeis tevi avdo. Rav Gil had the famous tevi avdo. A very interesting evidence. He appears all over Shas. Kibel olav tanchumen. He accepted tanchumen on the Omer lo talmidav limatanu rabbeinu. Lo limatanu rabbeinu. If you want to read it. Shemekabon tanchumen alo avodim. When I'm mekabel tanchumen alo avodim, I mean, there's no nicham avelim af ha'eved. When Shainim already asked, when nicham an eved, there's no nicham on anybody, it's not a korv. What's with an eved? I mean, there's no nicham avelim, so it's not a korv. So they bring a Yerushalmi that on a Talmud who's kibnoi said, don't nicham avelim, and they say, so to an eved who's mishamishim, there could theoretically be Nicham Avelim is almost so close. But the problem is there's no Tachumen Avelim on an Eved. That's the problem. The basic reason is, Tais on the bottom, Dumos Lasuke Liyuchsen. It will, if people will see Nicham Avelim off an Eved, they'll think that he wasn't an Eved. He really was a Korob. That'll mess up the Yuchsen setup over here. Okay. But whatever it is, we're not Makabal. So why are you doing it? Omelem Ain Tevi Avdi Kishako Lavodim Kosher. Tevi was a different type of Eved. Chosen. Now we come to the Shaila. It's different, it overrides. Yeah, so they say it overrides. It was so choshev, it overrides it. In Chanam, he doesn't answer it. But it overrides. The fact that he was such a choshev person in his own right overrides. They say that. It doesn't answer the question. I mean, it's the question, it's not a problem. You know what I mean? In a way, it makes it even worse. You're right. That's what they say, and it's a problem. What? Who says that? Okay. So they say something overrides. He's right. I mean, in a way, it makes it even worse. But Chosun. Yeah, by the way, we said yesterday, Esev Besodacho. What's the problem? Esev Besod, one's with, one's without. The Tiferes Shaul answered. He doesn't understand. Those two he doesn't understand. Esev Besodacho and Akon of Psil. They're not the same sound. He answered. Yeah. No. He wanted to, didn't he? Chosun and Roitz Alikris Kriya Shema Lailer. He wants to be my, wants to lay. Koyri. Tanakama says he can. Reb Shimon Gamlielam Lokol Arotz Litos Hashem Yito. Rashi explains on the next tab. It's printed. Rashi says, "Lohuzuk Chokham V'Chosid L'Rabim." If he's not a big person, then it's Gaiva. Marabatzu Shiyochel L'Chaven Liba. Not everybody can say I'm this and I'm that. I can be Mechaven. A regular person can't. It's a URO. Okay, now, my time during Gamliel. What's going on? Let's go back to the first case. What's going on with the first case over here? He took a shower the first night. Let's say his Rebbetzin died on a Sunday. We're talking about Sunday night. Kosor aninus laila de rabbonon. Let's forget about Avelus for a second. What's about aninus? Aninus, the first day, is the raisa. Achrisa ki yemar. But there's a machloikis whether that aninus continues into the night. That's a korov dies on Sunday. First is an oinon on Sunday. What about Sunday night? That's a big machloikis here. So he does this. He hold aninus laila is drabonon. So meila at night washing is now nisa drabonon. Ube mokemisten is lagosel be rabon. Since it's only a drabonon, is what do you call it? Is lagosel be rabonon? Like we always say, Tais explains that all these isurim of rochitz is only rochitz shel tainu. If it's a tsar, then there's no problem. Tisha and Baba Bales, all these things. All those things. By him, it wasn't Tainug, it was Poshit, a Tsar, not to. It made it, it was made. Shemes Tevi Avdo. Turn Rabbon, Avoda Mushvachis, Shifchis, Einoim de Malayim Beshura. Basically, you don't do any of the standard things we do by a mess. Einoim Beshura, after the Kfura, when they come back, they would make a shura around the oval, he would walk through and they'd be menach. We don't do that by an Evan. Ein Omer Alein Birchas Aveilim. The Gemara has in Ksubas a certain brocha they said by the Sudas Havro when they served them. Their food, they made a certain Birchas Aveilim. Betanchume Aveilim. All these things we don't do by Evan. Maisu Maisu Shivchos Shabelezer. His Shivcha Danim, he was walking home. His Nichnasu Talmid of Lenachamo. He didn't want to take the Tanchum. It came ashore, Oisom, Ololali, he went up to the attic to get away from them. V'Oloachmav, they followed him. Nichnes lan piloin, and piloin, as Rashi says, it's a small room before the main room of the house. Nichzachav, Nichnes Atragav, went into the main house. Nichzachav, they kept following him. Omalohem, kindumani, I thought that you'd pick up a hint when I went into the aliyah. Shatem nichvim bepoishrim, meaning that you'd get burned with warm water, that you'd pick up the hint when I went into the lead, I'm trying to get away from you. I see that you don't even get burned by hot, hot water. You didn't even catch on when I went into the house, that I'm trying to get away from you people. Loi kashra nischem, didn't I tell you? Avodim mishrochas, I know them alayim, b'shu, I know them alayim, b'chas aveilim, notam chumi aveilim. Elo ma oimrim alayim, what do we say? Kishem sha'oimrim lo lo'odim al shorev al chamoir, Hashem Esu. It's property, we don't treat them in that sense like that. If a person loses a lot of money, that's what happens. You say, "Hamokim yamali lo chesroincha." Kach omer lo alav doval shivchoso. Hamokim yamali lo chesroincha. Tanya idoch avodu mushvoches ein maspid. No, they don't say hespedim. Rabbi Yosi Omer, im evet kosher who? If he was an evet kosher, oimrim olav hoy ish toy v'nemon. The nene miyigiyo. Omr lo, that's what you say on Evet. That's pretty heavy stuff. It's too much, they felt. Im kein mahi nachto l'ksherim. We said before, who was it? Godl an enemy gi a kapo yisav yerashemayim. I mean, it's a pretty heavy praise. What did they say? I don't know. Would we have that Gemara in a minute? Not long ago. Yeah, daf ches on the dal. I'm Godl an enemy gi a kapo yisav yerashemayim. Okay, little, I got it. No, well, not exactly. Turn around, Bonot. And current Ovis Elul Shloish, only three people have the Shem Ovis by us. I mean, it's a Yankiv. Then current Imos Elul Arba. Ovis, my time. In the Gemara, in Chapa, what's going on? The Gemara thought that we can refer to Avram Yitzchak V'Yankiv as Ovis because we all come from there. But after that, it's already hazy. When I say Reuven is Ovis, we don't exactly know what Shevet we came from. That's the Gemara thought over here. My office, my time. Elaim mishum dolo yadinen ime Reuven koasinen ime Shimon koasinen. That's after Avram Yitzchak V'Yankiv, we can't call them Avoseinu. Like, I don't know if I'm from Reuven or not. Yeah, but in general, yeah, point. Ihoch imoyes. What's imoyes? Just like we don't know from what Shevet, so we don't know if we're from Rochel or Leah. So then we shouldn't be able to call Rochel or Leah imoyes. We should only have two imoyes. That's obviously what's going on over here. We don't mean to say we don't know. The chshivis that Ovis of Klal Yisrael and Imois of Klal Yisrael belong only to Avram Yitzchak V'Yankiv and Sarah Rivka Rochel V'Leia. Tanya Idoch, Avodim Shvachas and Kairin Oisam Abba Ployni, V'Imo Ploynis. It doesn't mean my father. It means they used to call people, like we say Mr. or Reb, they would call Abba. It's a term of respect. We don't refer to them that way. Again, Pasha is the same problem. We don't want to make them look like non-avod. We shouldn't get confused here. V'shel Rabba Gamliel, hoyu korin oisam Abba ployni v'ima ploynis. My solicitor saying opposite. Mishum d'chshivi. So, what does it mean, mishum d'chshivi? If you would refer, what's the problem here? I call him Abba Ploin. I call the Eved Abba Ploin. So you're worried about Yuchsin. But Rabbi Gamliel, the Mishpacha was so, meaning you might somehow misinterpret that he was meaning he's like his father and this is a son. That's what we don't want. Rabbi Gamliel's Mishpacha was so harsh of you would never think that that was a father. It's obvious that it's some. But some say it means Chshivi the Avodim Chshivi. So when the Avodim are very chosh, if we understand that when you're calling him Abba Ploini, it's just like saying Reb. It doesn't mean a statement of Abba or not. Amr Blosa Maid of Siv Apostle Kintil, Kenav Orechacho Bechayoi, Vishimcha Esakapoi, Kenav Orechacho Bechayoi, Zu Krishma, Avorecho the Brochus Dim, Esakapoi, Zu Tfilo. V'moise came. All of our course in the next pasuk, k'mochei levodeshen tizbanavshi. You'll be satisfied that Mashal learns it's like a korban. Chaylev goes under mizbech and deshen is trumas adeshen. Today a davening, you daven properly is b'mokim korbanis. That's our avodah. V'loyoy the next pasuk, g'elashenoichel shnei elomim. Oylam azev, oylam abosh, and ever v'sifsei renonois plural yahal elpi. Can I put my ganze blad gemara? About tefillahs that the Amoraim added at the end of Shmona Esrei. One of them is a Lekai Netzor. That's become accepted that we all say that. People call it different tefillahs that they said here. Veloza bosa de Messiah tzlusa. When he finished that, Omer Hochi, Yotzim ofenecha Hashem alakenu. She tashkin bipureinu avo v'achlu v'sholem v'reis. Bipureinu Rashi learns b'goyroleinu. And now chelik you should put in avo v'asholeis. Temashul learns in Tazan that it's pureinu. Puria in Lashon Aram, in Gemara Lashon Puria means a bed. He learns Tishkin Bipureinu, meaning in the beds, meaning it's a tefillah of Shalom Bayis. Tishkin Bipureinu, Avah of Shalom Bereis. V'tarba Gvuleinu B'talmidim V'tasliyan Sofeinu Achris V'tikva. We should arrive, the Achris, we should arrive at the good things we hope for, we should get to them. V'tosim Chalkeinu B'gan Eden V'sakneinu B'chovertoi V'yetzertoi B'elomcho. We should get up in the morning. Yichul of Aveinu means what we long for. Our longing when we get up in the morning should be Le'ira Shemech. Rashi says we shouldn't, the Yetzer Shemim is Gaber at night, that we should leave you. We should wake up in the morning that we're longing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Le'ira Shemech V'tovu Nechakaris Tavshenu L'Toivu Minasipik Tzukenu, what we need. You should look at it, take into consideration our boishes, like we learned before on the Yudam Abayz. The Golem is Vayesh, is Moichel Al Kol Avinoisov. Wasn't Yudam, was Yudbeiz Om Abayz. Or some say means the boishes that we suffer at the hands of the Goyim, take that into account. V'tabit B'ro'oseinu, see all the bad that they do to us. And then put on your rachm. Bring on the side. We shouldn't be worse than our fathers. We should hold that level. It points out that my shun is based on the pasuk in Eicha. Al zeh hoya dover libeinu, valei luchoshchu enenu. Is al yidvel libeinu, yesh chenenu. Rab osu tzlusa yom ha'ochi, yirotzu b'chanech Hashem l'keinu. Now this is tzlusa the Rav. If you look in your siddur, the better siddurim, the Vilna siddur, they go in those siddurim before a shchedish bench, it says this is called tzlusa the Rav. Our, what we call a shchedish bench, is tzlusa the Rav. Some have at the end, most don't say it, but some have at the end, b'schus tfilas rav. Because that's at the end, some have it, some siddurim you'll find it. I don't like it because we're not davening with some have b'schus tfilas rabim over there. Yeah, most siddurim today don't have it b'chalal. What? Says what? B'schus tfilas rab? Okay. Rabim or rab? So shall we just. You know, siddurim don't have it b'chalal. Okay, just a quick word. What? Rav Shmuel Shlav. In parentheses, what happened? That's side sitter. Yeah, I don't think in the Ashkenazi you have it all together. Besides, why do you repeat Yir Aschet and Yir Hashemayim? It says Yir Aschet, Shred Lashved Yir Hashemayim. So it's like developed two things. Either Pshad is in between, you ask for Aisha V'Kovet. Once you get money, you need another dose of Yir Hashemayim. Well, some say that it's Avas Torah. And once you have Torah, it's Shenananda Yerushalmai. Okay. Rebbe Boset Slusei Omar Hochi. Yerotzim Ufanech Hashem Alakein Valakei Vaseinu. Shetatzileinu Me'azei Ponim. This, many say this in the morning after Broch. It's very similar to this. Me'azei Ponim, Zokter Ashi, from Uchutzovim, they shouldn't bother us. Me'azus Ponim. Meaning they shouldn't say, be Moitzia Nos Laz Mamzeris, because a Mamzer is Asponim, the Gemara says. Meaning basically it's a nice way of saying, we shouldn't act with Asponim. Me Odom Ro, Me Pega Ro, Me Yetzer Ro, Me Chover Ro, Me Shochen Ro, Me Sot Namashkes, Me Din Kosher, Baldin Kosher, Ben Shu Ben Brisbane, Ayid Sagoy, don't get involved with a tough Baldin, it's a Be'er Eisek. Zog the Gemara that this, who's davening over here? Rebbe. Rebbe is being mispalel that he should be protected from kol mine nudniks in the world. Now Rebbe was very chummy with Antoninus. I think they came, it's Marcus Aurelius from the Roman emperors. He had everything he wanted. He was protected. He had his own secret service agency. Avagav the kaimik tzutzale the Rebbe. Rebbe had, look around in Rashi, hoyushoitrin oimdim. He had soldiers. V'mitzis antaninus, lahakus linom chol oimdim ola. He was protected by a bunch of Roman soldiers. And even so, he davened Hashem, pegara, zotzara. That's what I was trying to say. Okay, listen, Sunday.